This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Oral arguments begin today in a major U.S. Supreme Court environmental case. It's about permits for greenhouse gas emissions and the power of the Environmental Protection Agency. There's already a key high court decision from 2007 that gave the EPA the right to regulate greenhouse gases coming from exhausts. Dan Bobkoff reports.
The EPA says the wording of the Clean Air Act forced it to extend those greenhouse gas rules to permitting for all sorts of stationary polluters like factories and refineries. The agency then rewrote those rules so they would apply only to the bigger polluters. You'd think industry would like less regulation, but instead it objected, saying this just shows the EPA is bypassing Congress.
I think it's likely to be a very important decision.
Peter Glazer is an environmental lawyer with Troutman Sanders. He expects the case to determine whether the EPA has a lot of latitude.
Or whether the Supreme Court will put some limits on its earlier decision and make clear that that decision does not give EPA broad power to regulate greenhouse gas emissions throughout the economy.
Former Obama official Jody Freeman heads Harvard's environmental law program, and she says a loss for the EPA would be mainly a political loss.
If you're the president and if you're the Environmental Protection Agency, the government does not like to lose.
A decision is expected this summer. I'm Dan Bobkoff for Marketplace.